fall is here, and all I have to say is, fuck fall. Fall, I hate the fall. What bullshit. Oh, the leaves change color. They change color for 2 days. Then a big wind comes, you got nothing but sticks for the rest of the year. And then the weather is completely nonsense. You don't even have a proper fall coat. Nothing you wear is right. You wake up, it's sunny out, you put a coat on, you go out, you're sweating like a pig, you take it off. Then it's cold, it's bullshit. Sun's out, you're sweating, but there's a breeze, so you're freezing. It's not weather, it's malaria. Weather's 90, it's 30, it's 80, it's 20. And my balls can't take it. Big, and then small, big. Apparently I can't have kids because my sperm are gagging.
All right, welcome back. This is Predictably Drunk. This is smart people talking about stupid things, and you just heard the fabulous Lewis Black going off about whatever the fuck Lewis Black wants to go off about. He's a very angry comedian, very funny, but seems to hate just about everything. Or even if he doesn't hate it, he seems to find a way to hate it, if that makes any sense. So, which is very apropos, if you will, because this is the official end-of-year hate speech podcast. So I figured at the end of the year, everybody's giving thanks for, you know, everything, right? We just had Thanksgiving. This is recorded a couple days after the official Thanksgiving. Everybody's happy. Everybody loves their family. Everybody's very grateful for everything that they have in their life. So what better way to talk about the opposite of that than to get together with two former podcast guests, my Hollywood insider, Matt Somerville. How you doing, Matt?
Hi, we're broadcasting from fucking Antarctica right now.
As you can tell, he's in a lovely mood, Matt Somerville. So, Matt, you don't like a lot of things, right, or people?
Right, that's correct.
So that's one of the reasons why I have Matt here. Also, my other guest canceled on me, so Matt is my ultimate fill-in. He is the understudy, if you will. But he hates just about everything. And since we're having Hatesgiving here, no Hatesgiving can be complete in my life without having another former guest, by far my best friend, if not family. Sorry, Matt. The one, the only, paramedic himself, Scuba Steve, Stephen Curry.
Scuba Steve. This microphone's freezing.
I'm not saying anything because I'm trying to walk to my car right now.
I'm pretty excited that this
is so short.
That this microphone is actually warm after being in your ass. Yep. That seems to be the coldest place I've ever been. So.
So that's Matt, that's Steve, I'm Sam. Together.
To add to your intro, by the way, it's a couple days after Thanksgiving. People are either warm and happy or lying in a fucking pool of Black Friday blood at the mall, still dead and cold.
We are outside. We are actually in Dublin, California, all three of our hometowns. We happen to be back in town for my family's like Thanksgiving hangover, I guess we call it, where we have friends and family come by. They bring their families. We eat a bunch of food. All of our kids scream and fight and yell at each other. And then we hang outside because there's children inside that we're responsible for that we want no part of. So we're actually outside right now. It's probably about, what, 40 degrees?
I would say maybe possibly south of that.
According to my nipples, it's at least half that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty damn cold outside, but we're podcasting because we're fucking professionals. Did you fart?
I farted in my own shirt.
Oh.
There's a fart in my shirt and it's stuck.
Oh. You were,
I unzipped my sweatshirt.
By the way, being around other people's children, best form of abstinence ever.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing will make you not want to have children more than having children, in my opinion. It is the best type of birth control is to actually use no birth control and then have children.
And on the front of hating people, like if I see something that I hate, I just try to get away from it as much as possible. And there's no getting away from this because I was in the same same building as these children. There's no escape.
Yeah, Matt actually gave up smoking 6 months ago, and he went outside and smoked an entire pack just to avoid children at all costs.
At
it was pretty
time.
Funny.
Yeah,
he put them all in his mouth like some sort of cartoon character, which ironically enough, my kids were watching inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about things we hate. We really have no format here. We're not even sure if this one's actually going to be uploaded. It's totally going to be uploaded. I'm lazy. But we're just...
Something happened.
Something just fell. A raccoon tried to attack us as we camp outside.
The Steve Curry report. Something happened.
First thing I hate, things that fall behind me and scare the shit out of me. Your thoughts, Steven?
I'm freezing.
So Steve hates the fact that we're doing a podcast outside in the cold right now. But we really don't have anything to talk. We were talking earlier about...
If I could shrink anymore, it'd be... I got nothing. It's cold.
That's that book would be not.
That's my comedy writer, ladies and gentlemen. Can't come up with a punchline.
Steve has a book on his dashboard of his car at all times, and the title of the book is "How to Live with a Large Penis."
Huge penis.
Sorry,
huge.
I got the wordage wrong. I'm not used to saying things like that. So
I'm actually surprised you actually get huge penis out of your mouth, because usually huge penis is going in your mouth.
In the mouth.
Boom, there's the punchline.
There's the comedy writing, ladies and gentlemen.
Enough shivering and something came out of me. Besides that fart
that was
ruined
ABC
my sweatshirt and my pants at
best.
The same time. The things we hate.
Yeah, so we were going over some of these things in the house as children were screaming about what outfit
that
to
we love,
for the ninth
that
time.
We don't hate. If anybody's listening that has to do with my child support, I love kids.
Children,
especially mine,
are insane people. I think they're little insane drunk midgets.
Yeah, that's what you could compare it to, is insane drunk midgets. They have to be Irish. They're probably leprechauns because they're always screaming and fighting each other.
Right.
But they don't grant wishes.
Over something that's nonsensical. Like, it's just...
a balloon.
You know.
The other one has the same balloon.
Right.
But it's... the other one has the balloon also, so they have to fight each other. They have to punch each other. I don't understand it.
So popcorn
But when I get drunk, it's the same.
Popcorn is an issue for you. Why?
Popcorn is the most disgusting thing I think I've ever eaten in my life.
What do you eat during
a
movie?
I put a lot of weird things in my mouth. If anybody's ever met me, they know.
What do you eat during a movie? What is the go-to snack?
Oh, Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. All right. I like Sour Patch
Kids. Sour Patch
Kids
are good.
With that.
Or nothing.
This isn't things we like. This is things we hate. So why don't we explore the popcorn, and then we'll get back to Sour Patch Kids on the Happy Lucky Go Hour.
Let's go with movie popcorn. First of all, you're paying $15 for a bag of this thing.
Agreeable.
Second of all, who knows how long it's been sitting around popping in that machine. This is just movie popcorn, right? Then they put that fake butter on there. Mm-hmm. It tastes like futter. They put the futter in there. Each piece that has two, it's either got nothing on it or it's got too much futter on it, and it tastes like a loogie going down your throat.
That's disgusting.
Is that just my?
No, that's
it's pretty accurate.
That's valid.
It's pretty valid. Other than that, it tastes like styrofoam. Gets stuck in your teeth, and then the whole time you're trying to dig it out of the center of your teeth the whole time. Until it finally makes a raw spot in the side of your mouth or your tongue, and then for the next 3 days you're hating life with a big hole in the side of your mouth.
Okay, so I can agree with paying money for an eventual dental visit. Like, that makes a lot of sense, and the price is outrageous. Yeah, that's true. But god damn it tastes like happiness.
Have you ever bit into one that the kernel's like half popped?
Oh, like the teeth, the toothbreaker.
Yeah, the toothbreaker.
Yeah.
You bite, you think it's goodness. That was probably the last piece I ever had, and it snapped. I actually had some dental work done, and it cracked it completely in half.
Other things that we hate, Bazooka Joe bubblegum.
Oh.
When I was a child, I bit into Bazooka Joe bubblegum, and my tooth snapped in half. And thankfully, it was a baby tooth.
Did you guys not brush your teeth as children? Why are your teeth breaking on everyday normal food?
You have children. You know that the number one thing that children don't do is brush their teeth.
Or shit in a toilet. But that's one thing I hate, is that I have to scoop crap out of my kid's ass every single day of my life.
Like, it's like a spy game. Like, they come up with different lies as to why, oh, yeah, I brush my teeth. They soon learn to run it under a tap. To sell the lie?
Yes.
No, they quickly change the subject and then try to injure you in some level. And then so you forget that the whole point of you asking the original innocuous question of did you brush your teeth turns into please don't push daddy down the stairs.
Here's a question, and this is on the same level of hate because nobody likes getting hit in the nuts. You don't have to moderate. We're not getting off topic here. How old are they when they learn that the nuts are the worst place to attack, or the best?
4 months.
4 months.
Well, they start off with those hard shoes, the hard bottom shoes.
Yeah, okay.
And they don't even realize it, and they're just stomping away. And ever since, after that, for a good period of time, I'm not very tall, and they're at nut level for a very long amount of time. That's hands, feet, head butts. So I could imagine taller people like Sam. I mean, he's getting up to like 7, 8 years old, he's getting whacked in the nuts on accident.
And it's not so much the front kick, because they know, and it's the back where, like, you go to pick up your kid after having a tantrum, and usually their back is to you. And the problem is you pick them up, and they flail their legs. So it's really like a bicycle kick straight to the nuts.
It's like a
donkey Pele kick. I almost got knocked unconscious. I went to go pick up my kid. I went to kiss her on the top of her head, actually, and she just swung her head backwards for no reason other than this will be fun. And she swung her head backwards, nailed me in the mouth, knocked my tooth out, and I, like, my eyes were watering. I showed up, and I had, like, a fat lip the next day, and people were like, did you get in a fight? I'm like, yeah, with a two-year-old, and I lost. It's awful. Kids, it's humiliating, and it's awful.
Concussed.
For the medical aspect, I've seen a testicle outside of the scrotum that's...
Based off a kick?
No, it was a bicycle. It was a motorcycle accident.
Steve's a medic.
Yeah, there's balls outside. I want to tell you, if you ever picture a testicle outside of a scrotum, it's disgusting is exactly what it looks like.
Now, on the topic of this new fad where people are taking landscape pictures of beautiful sunsets with their nutsack in the frame... have you
what?
Guys? You guys haven't seen this?
This is not a hate thing.
This is a real thing.
This is something you hate.
I'm not a big fan of balls. I like mine, but other people's not a fan of. Have you ever, as a medic, seen a nutsack on scene?
Yeah. I've seen testicles outside of nutsacks.
Out, like it removed,
completely. Yeah, torn away nutsacks.
What does it look like outside of the sack?
Well, it had a lot of road rash on it, so it was kind of ground down with it. So, I've seen people that have been shot in the balls.
In the balls. Did you find
when
the
you
bullet?
Get to the hospital? They catheterize. They put a big catheter down. So, right when I get to the trauma center, they chop the rest of the clothes off, and then they just shove a big tube right down the pee hole, and then balls are there.
Did the bullet itself take the place of the nut inside the scrotum?
I didn't. I just kind of cover. I just cover and go.
Okay.
I cover and go.
Is
and
that...
I've actually seen where the blood's coming out of the tip of the penis, like almost peeing out of the front from the blood. I think that's a perforation of the vas deferens, if I was to get into the medical terminology of it. Maybe the urethra. I don't know.
Nobody likes injuries, so we're still on topic
uteruses,
here.
But it's... I think... Oh, are we talking about things we hate?
No, nobody hates ball injuries.
Yeah. Uncircumcised penises after road rash. I hate those.
I hate the concept of this podcast now that we've been talking about exposed nuts for the last 5 minutes.
I'm just bringing the medical aspect of it all.
You know what I hate? You know what I hate? I hate when you go to do a show and they say they're going to pay you one thing and then they pay you something severely less than that. I'm not saying anything, San Diego, but it happens occasionally.
You know what I hate is when you go to a show and they promise to pay you one thing and then they instead shoot you in the testicles.
Yeah. Tupac. Too soon?
Tupac too soon.
Is there any one injury that hurts for you to see more than others? Poo related injuries?
It hurts me. What do you
mean? Well, I mean, if you walk up on a scene and someone has their own arm shoved up their own ass or something is that more devastating than other injuries?
Just pretty much anything having to do with their sort of junk getting ripped open in any way. I've seen parts like car accidents where the center divide goes through the front of the car from underneath because it'll ramp up, go up underneath the plate where your pedals are at.
Yeah.
And it'll actually come in and it'll sodomize people. That's happened before.
Jesus.
Anything with giant loose gaping asshole kind of things. Oh, I've seen people putting things not only in their ass but also down their penis. It's called sounding.
Oh, that's a thing.
It's a thing. They actually will self-catheterize. We had a guy, I'm not going to say where I work, but he used to do that all the time. And one of the times he took a glass thermometer, like a long, put it down there, and it snapped off inside there.
Why am I laughing at that?
That's up there with one of the worst. Just talking about it, I hate that. Yeah. I hate that for hate's giving. I hate that.
Yeah, I think I saw that in a video in Lake Tahoe once. Yeah, you're listening to Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. This is the Hates Giving edition with Matt Somerville, Stephen Curry, and your host, Sam Marcoux. We're just talking about things we hate as everybody else is talking about things they love and reflecting on a year that once was. We're doing the same thing. We're just talking about the shit that sucks.
On the topic of gaping penis holes, I think we all hate Frozen.
The movie Frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You two more than I, because I'm not with child.
I'm conflicted with Frozen because I hate the actual visual and audio of Frozen, which makes up the movie. So on that level, I hate it because I've seen it so many times. However, the beauty of Frozen and any Disney movie out there is that it will capture the imagination of your child and at least give them a frontal lobotomy for about an hour and a half where you don't have to do anything else other than make sure that they're still breathing by the end of the movie. So on that level, I love Frozen as a babysitter.
I actually witnessed this earlier in the evening. Steven's young daughter was going nuts and playing with balloons at a rapid pace, and then something was put on television. And it's like that the iPhone slow motion video. It starts capturing in normal speed for like a second, and then it goes, and she just stopped dead in her tracks.
She shut down, completely shut down,
and was just fixated on the television. It wasn't even Frozen; it was just like anything.
It's something with shiny pictures,
right? Colors happen, and they matter.
Cartoon murder scene. I don't know.
Right.
She just loved it, though.
They have been watching the same Care Bears fucking video all night.
Like, they know all the words. There aren't any.
It's plain.
It's just loud screeching noises that make me want to stick a spoon
pops
into
sparkles.
My ear. Self-catheterize my ear.
Let It Go is just a miserable piece of shit.
I hate Elmo.
Sam's contribution to the conversation.
Thanks, Sam.
What else do we hate?
Debt. Is that in there? Can I say I hate debt?
I hate debt.
Yeah, debt's bad. Debt's bad.
Do you have any debt, Matt?
That's incorrect. No, I have.
You have
zero debt.
You have no debt.
I was
no
trying
kids.
To relate, and I don't have any kids, so I was trying to.
I was
trying to jump on some kind of train here. I'm not cut out for life. It's clear.
Matt's the only guy I've ever known that's like, you know what, I'm going to move to Hollywood to be in the movie industry, and then just fucking move to Hollywood and is in the movie industry. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, you didn't go and wait tables. You didn't have to be a hooker. You didn't have to do, you know, a ton of drugs and hang out with Charlie Sheen. You didn't have to do any of that stuff. All you did was move to L.A., get, like, an apartment townhouse thing, marry your chick, and then get a job basically hanging out with Harrison Ford all fucking day.
I was ready to do those things.
Fuck you, Matt.
And then never talk about them. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. There were 2 months there where I was pretty scared that I had made a mistake. I was looking at across the street at a Vons. Anyone from the Bay Area, I guess you would call that Safeway. It's the Southern California version of Safeway.
What about the rest of the world that listens to this podcast, Matt?
Safeway? Safeway. We'll call it Safeway.
Is it like Ralph's?
Supermarket. It's a supermarket.
I didn't want to change tires at Costco because I don't know how to do that. So it was a scary 2 months, but that was it, really.
You went 2 months of fear of actually going into debt. 2 months.
That's correct. Yeah.
I think I'm in debt to the IRS for the last 5 years. somehow I have 50-50 custody, still owe child supports. I have a car that I don't even know how much I owe on.
That's probably stolen. You don't know anything.
It's technically. You know what I do? Whenever a phone number calls me, even if it's, I don't even know who it is, I don't answer. It says, Mom, don't answer. Don't know.
You don't trust. You don't trust it.
There's robots nowadays that might pop up on my phone as Mom. Don't answer it.
For that,
somebody asking me for cash.
On that record, I was just trying to show these two bozos a video of robots who now are programmed to disobey commands from humans. I hate that because that is literally the prequel to Terminator and every scary-ass sci-fi robots kill humans movie I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The name of the robot? Skynet. worst idea ever. I was telling Steve earlier about a video that I saw. It was a robot with a fake human face. First of all, terrifying as hell. Second of all, when asked about his feelings, the robot's feelings, the robot has feelings. When asked about his feelings about human beings, he said that he likes humans enough to keep them in a human zoo.
Uh-oh.
And that's just...
That was an iRobot plot, I believe.
That's the sequel that never came out. Just take an axe to that robot.
I hate when you go to the human zoo and all the humans are inside their cave and they don't come out and let you look at them. That's the worst. The fucking human tigers, awful. They're the worst. They just sleep for 23 hours out of the day.
I don't think you're allowed to say that, Sam. Human tigers. There's...
Is that racist? Human tigers?
It's got to be at this point.
Someone's going to write a letter about that.
They prefer to be called freckled.
Human tigers' lives matter.
Yeah.
And then you go to the zoo to see the big cats, and then they just don't do anything. Yeah, that's upsetting.
That was the joke.
Who's gonna clean up all that poop?
Anyone who's not understanding Sam jokes, I'm here to
come to my show.
Yeah,
Sam's used to scooping out poop, so I think we should let a human clean up the other human tiger poop
politely because I'm Canadian. I do it very politely.
God, the worst. The first thing, you know what I hate? Canadians. Sam, you know what's great about Canadians?
Sam won't stop moving.
How are you cold right now being a Canadian? Isn't this?
This is like a
summer evening. It's like a summer day for you, isn't it? Summer's Eve.
Sam,
is this what you douche? Isn't this what you douche with?
Sam grabbed Sam
girls that don't douche. Let's just say it.
On his way out, we're
Harry
Snoochin.
Girls that don't douche. Let's write it down now. Merry Christmas. Wax that shit. Crack sack and ass. I don't know. There's a sack there. There's not.
Back to sack.
Yeah, when we walked out, we're doing this outside for fucking some reason, and Sam went outside. He grabbed a poncho made out of a terrible blanket and will not stop moving because he doesn't know what else to do to protect himself from this awful cold.
It's shivering.
I politely grabbed a jacket.
Your jacket.
My jacket. I brought a jacket. You brought a child. Sam 0, Matt 1.
Nice jacket.
This isn't even mine. Someone left this in my house. Things we hate. This will be a part that's edited out.
My neighbors all water their lawn and we're in a drought in California.
Oh, no.
All my neighbors have nice, beautiful green lawns and mine looks like total dick shit.
Are you neighbors with Tom Selleck? Because I heard that he has like an almond farm and he refuses to stop.
Are you kidding me?
It's like 20 gallons of water to make one almond.
I'm going to punch him in his mustache. You hear me?
You'll break your hand on that thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Solid.
I sounded tough though, didn't I?
It's concrete.
I sounded tough.
Yeah, I actually am a stupid person because I was very aware of the drought happening, took my dog for a walk while visiting in the Bay, and remarked on how every one of my neighbors had such a shitty lawn. Like, how did you guys let this go? Like, don't you have any pride in your home ownership?
Yeah, it's one thing about Matt. Matt's an only child, whereas Steven and I are not. So we've learned that, you know, not everybody is perfect, a.k.a. like us. Matt has not learned that. So Matt's in this world sometimes where, like, if things aren't up to Matt's standards, it's the worst thing that's ever happened in his life. Like, so walking down the street in the middle of the worst drought this state has ever seen and seeing, like, four brown blades of grass, he wants to knock on the door for being dirty heathens who can't take care of themselves. Why do you have children if you can't even take care of a lawn? I could just see Matt saying that to the neighbors. So just one thing about Matt, he gets mad about things that he probably should not get mad about. But it's funny. That's why you're here. Yeah. That's why you're the Hollywood
Matt.
Elite.
Matt's in the hate category.
I am. I'm just here to support Matt. The hate. Anything movie related or hate related, sign me up because I'm happy to talk about it.
What actor do you hate?
Oh boy! Well, I see. there's fear.
Where's the list? Start.
There's fear in
Ace
saying
for
that
Aardvark.
Because there's a hate for actors and what they do on screen, and then there's a hate for actors that I've worked with. And
mouth it out to me, and I'll just
okay,
say
what
it,
if,
so it won't be actually
what
you
if
saying
Steve
it.
And I mm-hmm. mention names that we hate, and you off mic just possibly
okay.
nod
okay.
or not.
Okay,
Steve, why don't you throw a name out there first?
Ben Stiller. Fuck that guy.
Steve hates Ben Stiller.
Okay,
so Matt is indicating that he also hates Ben Stiller.
He's shivering. That's what that is.
I was just cold. I would.
And
love
while you're
to
at it, Owen Wilson, fuck that guy too.
You know who I've never liked? I've never liked Vince Vaughn.
Come on.
You're cheating.
I'm cheating. Cheating based on information I already had.
Who's the one that was the slut in all the videos with them?
Ben Stiller.
Yeah, I hate him too.
Yeah.
Did I mention him?
Oh. What about Angela Bassett? I don't really like Angela Bassett.
That's racist.
Yeah, who the hell's Angela Bassett?
That's racist.
Who the hell's Angela Bassett?
You don't know who Angela Bassett is?
I don't know who Angela Bassett is. What's she in?
She's a lovely woman.
She played Tina Turner in I Got Beat Up by My Husband, Part 2.
Oh.
Great film.
She's not a black chick, right?
You don't have to whisper. I can edit out your racist comments later.
The black chick, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I like her.
Why is that? That's not even racist. I'm editing that out. That's going to cost me a job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The name of this podcast is now Is It Racist?
Yeah. You know what I hate?
Yeah. That's a good idea. That'll be next time on Predictably Drunk.
Is it racist?
I hate that I can't yell black.
How about you, Mr.
Even though
Curry?
I like the color.
Another name
of another actor that I hate. Oh, God, Bruce Campbell. I love Bruce Campbell more than anything. How dare you? How could you ever hate Bruce Campbell?
How dare you? Good show, boy. Wonderful show.
Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Ash vs. You just played a clip or something. He just played a clip. No, Ash vs. the Evil Dead. Great show. Check it out. Stars, Saturday night, 10 p.m., half an hour long. Not that long. Steve Curry's striking out here. You hate so many things.
There's got to be more actors I hate.
Patrick Swayze is dead, you insensitive prick.
You can't hate him.
Too soon.
You can, but you can't.
Roadhouse? Come on.
Anybody from Tu Wong Fu. John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo, put him in there. No, he's awesome.
Put him in there.
Have you worked with John Leguizamo?
Yes.
You have?
I love John Leguizamo. Really? Did you hear me?
Not directly, but I've worked on a movie with him
A movie with him in it, so we technically are at the same page.
So Matt and John Leguizamo's are neighbors. That's good to know.
Okay.
You get coffee.
We get Puerto Rican coffee.
What's the strangest thing that's happened to you with somebody also famous, much like you, in Hollywood?
The strangest thing that's ever happened to me with an actor, nothing strange ever happens. It's all work. It's a hand job. Boring answer, but I'm sorry.
Okay, you're listening to Predictably Drunk with me and Steve. Matt had to go back to hell with his boring ass answer.
I think I blew my load with Ben Stiller. I mean, because that was because we had butt sex. Anyhow.
It'd be a lot of editing. I hate that I'm going to have to edit a lot.
With Owen Wilson, he was the middle.
I feel like a lot of, like, if you had asked me that question and this was 1975, the answer to that question would be a lot different.
You know what I hate? I hate the fact that I'm one win away from being in the playoffs for my fantasy football league. Both of you shut up. And half my roster is still listed as questionable going into a Sunday game. It's like, make up your fucking mind by Saturday night. I am not going to wake up in time to change my roster, which means I might have three people who are not playing tomorrow when the playoffs are on the line. I hate that.
On that topic, I fucking hate Tony Romo. I had Andrew Luck, and he had a secret injury he didn't tell anybody about, and then goddamn John Chucky Face, what's his face, help me out, Gruden, remarked on Monday Night Football. He's like, hey, you know what, I think that guy has an injury, and then like 2 days later, they announced that he had a rib injury, out for a month or even longer. I thought, who am I going to play? Oh, good, Tony Romo's coming back around this time. Re-injures himself with the same fucking injury, gives me 1 point, and fucks me out of playoffs. Literally, I had to get that win this week. It's not going to happen. Fuck my life. Football has ruined me for this year.
You know what I hate? Fantasy football.
I kind of hate fantasy football, too. I'm not going to defend fantasy football. It is basically Dungeons & Dragons sports edition, so I can't really defend that. I also hate when people wear sports jerseys when you're not at the game.
And refer to the teams as we.
We. That is a bad idea, too. You should never say we won, we lost.
We really should have gotten in there a little better.
Yeah. Unless you're on the fucking team, then you're not a we.
I'm named the same as somebody that's on.
If you're not an athlete, you're an athletic supporter. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen.
Moving on to fantasy backgammon.
Do they have it?
Is Bobby Fischer in that? That's chess.
I think you can bet on anything, really. I mean, like, really anything. You can bet on the Academy Awards.
Oh,
have you bet on the Academy
DiCaprio.
Awards?
I have. I lost.
You bet on like who won
you
and who lost
DiCaprio,
in terms of the
you?
Main categories?
No, it's like you can bet on how many times Jennifer Lawrence falls on her way to the stage. Like, that's a real bet.
But she's only fallen once in her entire life, right?
She's fallen twice.
Oh, okay. Then it's a solid bet.
Solid bet.
I'm very familiar with the odds of her falling.
Did you bet on it?
No, I should have. I will next time, goddammit.
Do you bet on things in the medical field? Like, oh, I bet you this guy's been shot in the head 4 times, is going to live.
We have an EMS bingo. Some people actually play where we kind of, when we actually see things. But as far as bets go.
So explain the bingo. So you have an entire board of different things like gunshot wounds, dog bites, different injuries, different scenarios. And throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the day, when you guys see them, you mark it off?
It's usually on a tour, because we have the same partner for the either a 4-day stint or a 3-day stint. It's how many people get to poop on themselves, gunshots, stabbings, drug seekers, how many people just call just because they ran out of their meds and they call down as a chest pain. So we have to go with lights and sirens with the fire department,
Here's a question.
Put everybody's life in danger just to refill meds.
For anyone who doesn't own a dick, the way a dick gets hard is just blood, correct?
That's correct.
Can one break a dick?
No, but I've had mine personally pop like a knuckle.
Oh.
That's awful.
Especially during
coitus. That's the worst. Coitus is when you're sticking it in,
right.
By the way.
That's intercourse.
Yes. Banging.
Okay, so how did that happen?
You know,
to get very personal.
I really didn't look into it very much. I was so frightened.
Yeah.
Because it went instantly limp, and I actually thought that I broke it.
Did you hear it go?
No.
It's a noise.
Yes.
Sam, you're backing up. The answer is this.
I hate when my dick pops like a knuckle. Write that down.
Did this happen?
Yeah, I've had a very similar experience as Steven, as that same thing. It pops very loud, and there's a half second where everybody in the room is kind of everybody.
All 34 of us, the camera crew, the lighting guy, the boom guy was upset.
Everybody's just like, did thunder just hit? What happened? And then, everything just kind of, it's like a system failure. It's like when your computer, your whole entire computer dick system has to reboot. So, but it's not a lot. Same thing as Steve. I didn't really look into it because I figured ignorance is bliss. I didn't want to look into it. But, yeah, I've had a similar situation.
Is there such a thing as dick insurance?
There should be. I'd imagine like porn stars. Yeah. I think you had a porn star on here.
Oh, there you go.
You could ask the porn star when he was on here.
That wasn't a question. You didn't ask about dick insurance.
I'll have to get Dave Pounder back on the show.
In between breaths, he might be able to tell you that.
Yeah, Dave. Dave
Pounder's long-winded.
I can call Dave Pounder, and we can figure that out, but I don't have 5 hours to wait for that answer. So maybe next year, in 2016, we'll get Dave Pounder back on the show. We'll ask him that question. We'll just do some rapid fire. Maybe we'll do that. We'll open that up to the audience. We'll get about like 10, 15 questions for Dave Pounder. We'll give Dave a call back, and we'll get him back on the show, and we'll just ask rapid-fire questions. That's a good idea.
I don't hate that. Make sure they're close-ended.
No, I'm very clear on the difference between a podcast and a radio show, but I have a question. Have you ever entertained the idea of having someone call in as you're doing a podcast?
Yeah, the problem is I need listeners, so that's number one. Number two, it does take a little bit more technology than I have right now. You need a soundboard, and you need to have basically a cart program, which I don't have. I could do it. I could also rent time at it. There's a couple different ways to do podcasts. The way I do it is the way I like. I have a little portable kit. I can edit anything I want after the fact and then release it whenever I need to. Some people like to almost record live to tape and then turn it around and just put it right out basically the same day. So there's different ways to do it. I think that level of sophistication, yeah, if you want to mimic a radio show, you absolutely can, and you can have people call in. There's ways to do that where you can record people's messages and then play it as well, which is more or less the same thing. So I hate the fact that Matt just shit his pants.
Matt just shit my pants.
My God, Matt just shit everybody's pants. Wow.
So you're saying you need a soundboard?
Yeah, you need like a mixer. You need a little bit more information. You need more technology than what I have currently.
I hate that Dr. Dre ain't kicking down his old stuff. You know what I'm saying?
But this portable setup, like, it allows us to sit on the surface of the glacier that murdered the Titanic right now, because it is so fucking cold. I'm just going to reiterate that.
Is it cold?
It's entirely too cold. Steve's got his raper jacket on.
I feel super rapey in this
jacket.
There's
pullovers and windbreakers and then the raper jacket.
There's some chloroform in here somewhere. I think it's pumpkin spice flavor.
It's lined into the jacket.
There's a tissue on this one. What if I could still get high on this stuff?
You are listening to Predictably Drunk, smart people talking about stupid things. This is the Hatesgiving episode. We really don't have a format. We were just kind of shooting the shit and talking, getting away from the families for a couple of minutes so we could sit here and talk. You can find me December 13th at the P.F. Chang's, motherfucker, in Walnut Creek for Toys for Tots.
Really?
You can find, actually.
I have nothing to say about that. That's just amazing.
Yeah, people make fun of me for doing comedy at P.F. Chang's, but you know what? P.F. Chang's is national, you some bitch. So you kind of want to be in with a national chain if you're going to do some sort of comedy. I'm also going to be at the San Jose Improv, speaking of national, on December 23rd. You can find me there at the Holiday Comedy Bash. And then I believe January 2nd at JJ's Blues in San Jose. You can find me back there, my old stomping ground. So a couple of dates coming up. Check it out. Find me on sammarcoux.com. You can also check out predictablydrunk.com, which I just purchased right now, since I'm very dumb. I just have it mapped to sammarcoux.com. So go to either one, doesn't matter. But eventually it'll be its own website. You can find all things for the podcast. Next year, I'm actually going to be doing more kind of on the road type stuff with podcasts. I'll be at beer festivals. I'm going to be at taco festivals. I'm going to be at pretty much at festivals. So that and green rooms at comedy clubs. So it'll be a little bit different podcast next year as I figure this whole shit out. Maybe I'll have people call in, Matt. That's a great idea.
P.F. Chang sounds like a diarrhea festival.
I'll be at the Diarrhea Festival on December 13th for Toys for Tots. Bring a colostomy bag and a toy for a child in need.
Unopened both.
Yeah. Unopened both.
We're also going to be at Tool.
I'm going to be in San Diego, and I are going to get cozy. I got some free tickets for a Miami Dolphins-San Diego Chargers game from the Miami Dolphins fan club. So I'll be going down there on December 18th and 19th. And then Stephen Curry and myself, we're going to be going down there January 8th, 9th, and 10th to watch Tool.
I do the band not hate Tool that.
And some small band named Primus that's going to open for them. So it's going to be a fun show.
Hate either of those.
I don't hate those either.
What do you for the sports show that you do that I forgot the name of that I watch every week?
Also called Predictably Drunk.
There you go. Thank you.
Very original.
What's it looking like for that Miami Chargers game? Who's going to shit the bed more? Really.
You know that is a game that has two awful franchises who are supposed to be good. They're doing very good Raiders impressions right now, where you're very happy at the beginning of the year, and then just by November, you're like, what the fuck else is on? I'm going to give it, since Miami is going across the country, I'm going to give it to San Diego. They're at home. It's a late game. Miami's used to playing an early game. I think it's probably going to be that type of game.
God.
That's that microphone smell over there. How does that taste?
That sounded like when you put stuff in the microwave, like chunky soup, and then the heat just doesn't mix with the texture of the soup very well, and it's just like blah blah.
I hate the taste, smell, and texture of Sam's asshole.
Good God. His dinner right now.
The turkey? Is there turkey on there? Is that pumpkin pie?
I have to shit and
stuck outside. That sounded like yams. The texture of yams.
Oh, it's summer special spicy yams that she made.
My sister put cayenne pepper in the yams. I think it just all fell out of my asshole right there.
It's like cinnamon and nuts in it too.
Prolapse.
That's diarrhea waiting to happen, like violent diarrhea.
Bacon in there too, though.
Bacon.
I'm getting the shits just talking about this.
Well,
don't
shit.
Eat bacon.
What did we learn? What did we learn, guys? We learned we hate popcorn.
We hate Frozen and other people's children, but not our own, which I don't have.
Doesn't seem like enough stuff to hate yet.
We could do like five more podcasts. We hate the cold. We hate open face testicles.
I hate people that chew with their mouth open, Matt. Didn't mention that at dinner, you sick pig. You melting hippo.
Hey.
I stole that. Am I not see that?
You stole that joke from me.
Melting hippo?
Actually, that's from somebody else. Who was that?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not a comedian. Hippo.
That's from the Roastmaster himself.
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey Ross.
That's right.
Is he alive?
I hate Jeffrey Ross's haircut. He shaved his head. It's annoying.
Oh, we should talk about comedians that we hate.
Ooh.
That's a good topic for another time.
Comedians that I hate.
Harry Spears.
Kabir Singh. I hate you.
Jeremy Curry.
That's too easy.
Jeremy Curry just recently had to go to court, and to get out of going to jail, they asked him to tell jokes, and he was smart enough to tell Kabir Singh jokes instead of Jeremy Curry jokes, and he got out of it.
Steve's right. Low-hanging fruit there.
Who don't I hate? My best friend?
Boy. Yeah.
The Oreos?
Jim Gaffigan is a big one. Not a fan.
Charles Kelly.
Almost forgot you, my best friend.
I hate Charles Kelly because he ditched me on this podcast. Fuck you, Charles.
Oh, that's the guy that I replaced.
You think he would be out here in the cold?
Charles would be nowhere near the cold.
The cold. He'd be stoned watching Frozen with the kids. Eating Oreos.
Who else? Cat Williams. No.
Cat's funny.
No. You don't know what funny is if you think he's funny.
He's funny for Cat.
He's funny. Oh, man. He's this just little angry midget fella. Sorry, little people.
Yeah, it's the little people. We defended.
I've learned. No,
you also hate Tom Hanks as an actor, so I don't know.
It's incorrect.
That's what he told me off the air, folks.
I want to hug him.
That's... with his gun.
I want him to be my new father.
Actually, that's pretty bad. That's,
he's honestly sweetest guy ever. Really,
that's right. You know Tom Hanks, huh?
I don't know anyone. I'm not even sure.
Look at him backtrack. He's actually on the phone with Tom Hanks right now. It's ridiculous.
I have met him though on the job, and he's
Tom.
Just,
he stole your underwear once.
He is the nicest man. He's like check everyone's your uncle that you love.
Well, we've turned this into Thanksgiving instead of Hatesgiving. This is a total mess. We've been drinking. That's what happens. We're calling it. This is a predictable junk. Smart people talking about stupid things.
Oh, I hate Sam. I hate Sam's sister.
So we have. Yeah, we have a child shitting and another child eating a balloon, so we gotta go.
Stacey, we need your insight.
I hate everything, and I hate you guys for being out here and making me watch your kids. Now get the fuck inside.
How cold is it?
I hate Stacey's pants.
Fuck you. Fuck
your awful.
They're swans.
Awful. Anyway, they're swans. They're, whatever they are, they're in last place.
Is the same one eating balloons?
No.
Is one shitting a balloon? Because that's where I stopped my heroin.
So your just, kid.
Yes. You're supposed to wait till the plane right, ride, okay?
We're calling this. Thank you, everybody. Until next time, keep drinking.